Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1559, air date June 27th, 2025.
Are we live?
What?
All right, welcome everyone. This is Dr. Shiva Iyaduray, and welcome to our town hall this evening. And we're going to discuss the topic today is MAGA, quote unquote, make America great again. I would argue it's fake America great again. That's what this has really been about. It's a funny term. If I wanted a brand, I'd call it FAGA versus MAGA. It's fake. It's trying to fake America great again. That's what this is really about. And it's anti-American. It is. And we want to talk about in the context of what's going on that the Iranian people and the American working people have one common enemy. And that's what we want to start about. So Suresh, we can go to video. So that's the discussion I want to have with you today, because throughout history, the swarm, those in power, always try to divide people up, and they come up with the most egregious ways of doing this, particularly using religion, using racial differences. But the reality, the opportunity we have right now is if you look at quote-unquote Christians, if you look at quote-unquote Muslims, if you look at quote-unquote Hindus, quote-unquote Jews, you can use this opportunity to have really good discussions with people, to have a way to have a litmus test if someone is truly following their creator, God. You know, if you think about God as someone who's benevolent, cares for all people, there's a sense of love and kindness and empathy. If you hold those values as God, truth, you can use this test of, hey, if you're not anti-Zionist and you claim to be one of these religions, you're probably not following, quote unquote, God. And I challenge you guys to use that as a test, because it's a great opportunity. You can go to these, quote unquote, Christians, quote unquote, Hindus, quote unquote, and I put it in double quotes, quote unquote, Muslims, whatever you want to label people. And this is a ample opportunity to go to those people and say, oh, you claim you're a Hindu, but you're absolutely fine with Zionism and the butchering of people in Palestine. Can you explain that to me? How does this work with the God that you speak about? Go to Jewish people, go to Christian. People claim they're, and it's an opportunity to really tease this out. And we have an infinite opportunity to have discussions with people. And what our movement wants to educate you on is, how do you converse with people so you move of raising their consciousness, as Nicholas and Noel and others have shared today, to understand the system of oppression. Without understanding this, people always get caught up in some manipulation, and that's the devil, really. The devil of left versus right. Nicholas articulated the four buckets, getting lost in there without recognizing we, the people, whether you're someone in Iran, or whether you're someone in India, whether you're someone in the United States, we all have a common enemy, and that common enemy is a system of oppression. The system that brainwashes people through all different types of quote unquote religion. And religion is really used as a very powerful weapon, or even race or nationalism, to manipulate people to think one small set of people are better than others. And if all of you can master this ability to have conversations with people and go back to this basic sense of who works for a living, who actually struggles, in the sense of humanity, it's just a matter of time before we win. But in order to get there, there is really no movement except ours, which teaches people to articulate this. And what's really interesting is that people come to our movement and they don't study the material and they're dilettantes. It's funny to watch people come around our movement. They'll be very excited. And then you'll find they'll go back into the MAGA camp, or they'll go back into the left camp, or they end up because they have not studied and really internalized this reality. So if you look at, you know, the title of today's talk is MAGA is anti-American, and the Iranians and the Americans have the same enemy. So if you look at the history of the United States, and if you actually look at the history of Persia and the Iranian people, you'll find out that, you know, one thread that comes among both of these cultures, American culture and the Iranian culture, was the sense of innovation, science, the concept of enlightenment, the concept of being able to think freely. because great science cannot occur in these environments. And a lot of people think the Iranians are Arabs. They're not. They're Persians, right? They're completely different thread of people. Not to say there's any difference anatomically with people, but there's a rich history among the Persian people. So one of the foundations of America was a sense of freedom of speech, the concept of supporting those people who are innovative and creative. And I talked about this last week, the United States patent system, the foundations of the First Amendment, infrastructures like the United States Postal Service. These were all created to support innovation, science, and freedom. Incredible infrastructures. And if you look at what MAGA is actually doing, MAGA wants to destroy these infrastructures. But the real devil here is MAGA claims they're for freedom of speech, they're for this and that, but they're actually doing the opposite. In fact, the United States USPS, about 20, 48 hours ago on Twitter was trending. And we've had Suresh and Andrew and a number of people really work on, we'll share this with you, on why the United States Postal Service is critical. And the fact is that we're leading the movement to articulate to people why the Postal Service is one of the foundations of what makes America, America. But Trump, the left and the right, they want, it is a symbol and it's the actual infrastructure of the First Amendment. We'll get back to that. But MAGA is fundamentally anti-American because America was built by immigrants. America was built by, quote unquote, people came from other worlds. Any one of you on this call who lives in the United States or even who lives outside, you're probably one degree of freedom away from knowing somebody who came to the United States. And why did people come to the United States? They came here because it's pretty an incredible country, because you come to the United States and in one sense, it is a melting pot of sorts, because you see people of all different backgrounds, all different cultures. When they become quote unquote American, they are in some sense part of this international community. You don't really have this in other countries. And all of the founders of the United States came from other parts of the world.
Dr. Shiva,
so it's quite incredible. Wholly pro-immigrant, obviously, integration of people. Yep. Nicholas, what is it?
No, your Nicholas? Audio was kind of lagging. So
okay, I shut off my video. Is that better? Is that better?
Yeah, it's better now.
Okay. I'm at a place where the video, the audio's, the internet connection is a little bit bad, so I'm going to turn off my video if that's all right. Okay? And I'll continue. Tell me if there's any other issues. But fundamentally, if everyone steps back and really looks at what made America, America, it was different people coming from all different parts of the world. It was supporting that concept. Obviously, there were imperfections there. And what we're headed into now is the attack on illegal immigration. It's something that should be fixed, but I can guarantee you neither Democrat or Republican really wants to fix this. They will use immigration as a vehicle to actually divide people up more and to make that an issue, not for unifying people, but for dividing the working class. And that's what's underway right now. The much more important thing that took place over the last 72 hours is you had the United States government send 6 B-2 bombers to go bomb another country preemptively. Now, once something like that has taken place, you essentially are entering complete dictatorship model, which means what is stopping them from doing this to Canada tomorrow or to India or to Russia? And there was a vote, I don't know if you say, for impeachment of Trump. What was fascinating was over 100 Democrats did not vote for that. And that tells you that left and right are all unified in a fundamental way on the issue of Zionism. So we live in a very, very dangerous time of sorts, because these core American values of intervening in other countries' sovereignty was totally violated by that act. And this is just going to continue to escalate. Alexander Dugin, I don't know if you know him, he's basically Putin's advisor. He did a very nice piece basically saying we are in World War III. We've already entered it. And it's the it's not the beginning of the end. It's the beginning of the beginning of major war that's going to occur and major divisiveness. And this is all intended against working people of the world. It's not against one country versus another. And if those of you who are probably a little bit older in your 60s or 70s, particularly in your 70s, you may remember the outburst of protests that took place during the Vietnam War. I think some of you may remember this, right? Have you noticed there's been no major protests against this? And all of this was geared up by using the immigration vehicle to suppress protests. That's what California was really about. Yes, California has problems, okay? But it wasn't really about stopping illegal immigration. What it was about was sending the military and the Marines in to show force by the elites that we will stop any kind of ground protests. So you have a dictatorial regime coming into power in the United States. You have the fact that the U.S. is extending its imperial power to go bomb another country. And no one ever asks, MAGA is not asking this fundamental question. Why does Israel, by the way, Israel has been building nuclear weapons since 1980s. When I was at MIT, I remember there's a talk that was given by a couple of professors talking about Israel, and at that time, South Africa had already built nuclear weapons. And people have known about this. But Israel does not have to conform to the non-proliferation treaty or the International Atomic Agency, right? But then we're forcing Iran to do that. Now, why is that? I mean, the level of contradictions is beyond belief that's taking place. And the level of, because of the level of distractions Americans have trying to survive, no one's even questioning what's going on. Israel has probably close to 400 nuclear weapons. They don't have to conform to anything. Now, Seymour Hersh, he wrote a book many years ago called The Samson, it's called The Samson something. I forget the name of it. Can someone put it up there? But the essence of Seymour Hersh's book is that Israel has, the Samson option has decided that if they are going to be destroyed in any way, they will blow up everyone else. That's what the Samson option, they will take everyone else down. You have to ask why. I mean, if you're going to go bomb Iran and their threat, why aren't we also bombing Israel, right? I mean, if you just apply logic, I'm not saying we should do that, right? But who is the real threat here? And Zionism is the enemy of all people, just like Brahmanism is or Nazism is. So we're living in a world, and by the way, the so-called ceasefire, which Trump unilaterally called, because Israel was being hammered. Israel was being hammered, and millions of people came out in Iran to support the attack on Israel. It wasn't just like a small set of people. Millions came out in mass protests, which is all hidden by the U.S. media. And what's fascinating is that Israel was deeply, deeply surprised by what took place. And they went begging to Trump, and Trump unilaterally called a quote-unquote ceasefire, which was never even agreed upon, if you read the statements from the foreign minister of Israel. But the level of deception that took place during the last 72 to 100 hours by Trump and the news media, left and right news media, to manipulate the American people to think that somehow the United States had won, right? The right of the United States to go bomb other people, is quite extraordinary. If you looked at the vote again, as I mentioned, in Congress, 100 Democrats supported Trump, okay, from not being impeached. So it reveals to everyone there's a big, the real division of thought and consciousness is, do you believe a small set of people should run the world and influence, or are you opposed to that? Which means you believe in the swarm dynamic, or are you opposed to that? That's the real division that we're at right now. MAGA seems to think it's okay. And you saw Steve Bannon flailing. I mean, he's a Zionist cocksucker. But suddenly, he wants to distinguish himself. Ooh, I'm against Netanyahu, but I'm fine with the bombing of Iran. Okay? So MAGA is basically a bunch of lunatics at this point. And they have no direction. Because at the bottom line, their theory, they have no political theory except one of actual dividing people and using Make America Great Again to subjugate the American worker so they do not build a bottoms-up movement. That's what this whole charade was. And so we as a movement have a huge opportunity to go educate people. And that education must begin with teaching people the dynamics of how systems work. Start with Shatter the Swarm. I'm glad that a number of you shared your journeys. Everyone here who's come to our movement, share your personal journeys in that context. And enough people now, or especially when a crisis takes place, more and more people are going to be looking for real answers. And you will be the light to deliver those answers, but you have to learn the material and you have to learn how to have conversations with people. You have to learn how to have conversations with people. Take all of this knowledge that is very beautifully organized and be able to approach people and have these conversations. So I would tell you all that we have a huge opportunity now with what's taking place. It is in times like these events where there's a huge opportunity to enlighten people, because you can't really teach people this theoretically. But when shit occurs, people, it becomes very real to people. So you have a huge opportunity to educate people. Look, MAGA is actually Fake America Great Again. It's not make, it's not trying to fake it. It's not really real. And it's anti-American. It is, has nothing to do with the real values. You see a bunch of people now saying, oh, MAGA is about Christian values, bringing the family back. Do you know what I'm saying? They bring all that shit into it. But look at everyone around Trump. Do they really have family values? His Christian advisor, I forget her name, Paula White, I think that's her name. I mean, this woman is nuts. So it's all faking it. It's not anything real. It has nothing to do with Christian values. So go to Christians, have a discussion with them. Go to Muslims if they're, you know, have a discussion with them. Go to Jews, go to Hindus. The guy that just got elected in New York on the Democratic side, this guy, I don't know if you saw him, Zohran Mamdani, he ran on an anti-Zionist campaign, okay? Which is good, but he is not distinguishing Hinduism from Hinduism. You see what I'm saying? He's basically saying all Hindus are bad. That's not a good thing either, because he's going to create another set of division. So on the one hand, he's got the anti-Zionism stuff, right? Separating anti-Semitism from anti-Zionism. But because he doesn't have a systems approach, he's going to make some major theoretical errors. Our movement can really bring people together. Because you can go to a Hindu and say, really, how can you support a Zionist state? You say, how does, and have a discussion with them. So I would argue you have a huge opportunity to really discuss what is America and the commonality that the Iranian people and the American people share, and that we as American working people stand in solidarity with the working people of Iran fighting Zionism. And this is very, very important. I just went back on video. Nicholas, if it gets bad, choppy, let me know. Let me tell you why this is important. If you look at the Vietnam War, at the beginning of the Vietnam War, the anti-war protests, you can bring back to full screen, Suresh. When the Vietnam War took place,
Dr. Shiva, your video.
The original anti-war movement was basically young people. Nicholas?
Yeah, we're losing you for a second.
Okay, is that back? Okay.
You sound good now, yeah.
Okay, so when the anti-war protests in Vietnam started in the early 60s, the original aspect of the anti-war protests were young people not wanting to be drafted. People may remember this, right? No war, no draft. Then it became a counterculture movement. The CIA infiltrated a lot of the anti-war movement. They started giving drugs to a lot of young people. LSD, you know, pot. They had people like Abby Hoffman. You know, it became counterculture. It didn't address the real issues. It was only until the late 60s that people started waking up to political theory. Elements of the Black Panthers actually started becoming more talking about working people, Malcolm X, even some of these artists. But that was at the latter part of the Vietnam movement. And then eventually, the highest state of consciousness was American veterans and American workers were saying, you know what? We actually have to support the Vietnamese people fighting U.S. imperialism. That was a very high state of consciousness. So let me begin. It started with young people not wanting to be drafted, right, for their own selfish interests. Then it moved to a counterculture like drugs, sex, drugs, and rock and roll as though that was rebellious. Then it moved to people starting to actually understand working class politics. And when many of the leaders started moving to understand that we have to unite all working people, that's when you saw a lot of assassinations of those leaders like Malcolm X. And at the final height of the Vietnam movement, the movements on the ground said, you know what? Our government is imperialist. It doesn't represent us. And we should actually support the Vietnamese people fighting U.S. imperialism. Nearly 20% of the casualties in the Vietnam War, it was called fragging. Ground soldiers, poor black and poor white soldiers.
We lost you there.
Shooting their West Point officers. Are you guys aware of this?
Please repeat it. We lost you there.
Of the Vietnam War, 20% of the casualties in the Vietnam War were poor black and poor white American soldiers shooting their own officers. Did you guys know this? So even soldiers on the ground were raising consciousness. What the fuck am I doing here going and killing a poor yellow guy when I have more in common with him than this West Point grad whose parents are wealthy, filthy, wealthy people, and he's never going to ever get and he's telling me to go take that hill and go kill a bunch of poor Vietnamese. So what I'm proposing to you is that took almost a decade to get to that point. And when it reached that point, the war ended very quickly because the elite said, holy shit, people are figuring this shit out. And what I'm proposing to you is when it comes to the Iranian people, the United States has no interest in the freedom of the Iranian people. We, as American workers, should support the Iranian people. We should stand in solidarity with them right now, not wait 10 years. Very important. And that goes for all working people, the British working people, the Guatemalan working people. The slogan is we stand in solidarity with any working person fighting U.S. imperialism. And no American worker, this MAGA shit is fascist to support, because it's basically saying the American worker should support U.S. imperialism in the service of Zionism. You guys following this? MAGA means you're pro-Zionism, which is anti-American. It's against American values. It's against the teachings of Christ. It's against the teachings of Shaivite Santana Dharma. It's against the teachings of real Islam. It's against the teachings of, if you go back and study real, the fundamental teachings of all religions. So you cannot be MAGA, which is Zionist, and claim you're American. So that's the message everyone here needs to get across. We as American working people stand in solidarity with the Iranian working people. And I'm saying we should do that now. We should learn from history. And the sooner we do that, the sooner we're going to weaken U.S. imperialism. And that's what happened in the Vietnam War. But it took 10 years for people to figure that out. And what I'm proposing is we start doing that now. We should say, I have nothing against the Iranian people. What have they done to me? And by the way, the Iranian culture is the most modern culture in all of the Middle East. The level of brainwashing.
Dr. Shira, we're losing you again. Dr. Shiva?
Okay, one second. Is that better?
No, it's still...
Nicholas? Yeah, can you... Is that better, Nicholas?
Hold it's on. Better now, yes.
Nicholas, is that better?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm having... Yeah, so let me just wrap this up in the interest of time. The bottom line is MAGA is anti-American because it's pro-Zionist. Isn't that clear? MAGA is anti-American, is pro-Zionist. Please write that down, okay? You can't be pro-American and be pro-Zionist. There's no fucking way. Does that make sense? Nicholas, did that come through?
Yeah, it did.
Nicholas, can you hear me? Okay. So what I'm saying is a key takeaway is the messaging we want to get out there to people is MAGA is anti-American. Is that clear? And why is it anti-American? Because it's pro-Zionist. And the only conclusion you come to is the American working people must support the Iranian working people against and support them, be in solidarity in their fight against Zionism, period. There's no gray area here. When it comes to Zionism, there's no gray area. It's black and white. All right? So that's the message I wanted to get across. We, as the working people of the world, are in solidarity with all working people, fighting, particularly about humanity. It's about the many versus the few. Their model is a few versus the many. All right, in the interest of time, I'm going to stop. I hope I clarified a number of points here and how simple this actually is. And let's not lose 10 years, meandering around. Let's take the right position here and now. Remember, our movement always tells the truth at the right time. We don't wait. Okay? We, as the American people or the Canadian people, we should say we are in total solidarity with the Iranian people fighting Zionism. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You don't have to be like slippery about this. Say it direct, front and center. Thank you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yeah, we can take a couple of questions. If you want to take two or three questions, Suresh, the model is you just put it into the chat, Nicholas, and then you ask your question in the chat. It forces people to write it down. So I'll answer like three good questions, if you can tee them up for me, Nicholas and Suresh.
Yeah, just put it in the chat to one of the co-hosts as well, and then we'll relay that to Dr. Shiva.
As you guys are doing that, let me just emphasize that we actually have real solutions. Truth, Freedom, Health. Become a warrior scholar. It's real solutions. You learn how to think beyond left and right. And that's what the world needs. Number two, clean food, a real solution. Nicholas and Suresh, if you can tell people, if they're interested, how to get involved, the website. We have a certification. We're helping organizations get clean certified. We're restaurants, manufacturers. We have systems health. We do a tutorial. Noel will share that with you. Every other Fridays, we have a tutorial. This is a consensus-based standard we developed. In your local communities, you can get people clean certified. Get involved with this. We have a couple of leaders, Jolanta and Ryan, who are on part of this task force. And we have more and more people getting clean certified. Systems Health, if you go to that, that is our movement. It's our institute. If you want to become a health educator, you can create a business around this. But fundamentally, it's a way to educate people on the systems nature of the body to help people figure out the right medicine for the right person at the right time. And then we have the Open Science Institute, and which is a foundational, revolutionary model for doing science. We do science faster, cheaper, and safer. We're going after 30 major diseases. We're using the technology that I developed to actually understand how natural compounds work together. So get involved in this, okay? And then finally, we have the ability for all of you to participate in delivering these medicines directly. So get involved. We actually have real solutions. And then obviously we have Truth Freedom Health itself. So any questions? We have this flyer right here presents all the solutions we have. And Suresh and Andrew worked very diligently to launch the Save the USPS site. You can go listen to the video here, why the Postal Service is really the front face of the First Amendment. It's going to sound weird, but watch this video. And then you scroll down, we have a flyer everyone can download. And this is the flyer that you can download, hand it out to your Postal Service workers. They're on the front lines of a very important infrastructure. And the last piece, and I'll check out, is the actual manifesto. Go down. This is the actual analysis of why the Postal Service is important. Anyway, Nicholas, I'm going to end it. And if people have questions, I want our leaders to get the training to answer the questions. How about that? Okay, that's your guys' exercise. Nicholas.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dr. Shiva. I think he left. Okay. All right, so if anyone has any questions, I guess.
Sorry, any questions, please put them in the chat. Again, type them out in the chat. We're not taking hands.
So, by typing the chat, it really helps you to articulate what it is you want to ask and be very succinct and specific, please.
Robin Doyle says, what's the difference between Zionism and imperialism? Well, there is no difference. Zionism is racism in service of imperialism. So Zionism is imperialism. Imperialism it goes hand to hand. And so that's the best definition of Zionism. And so there is no difference. So that's the answer to that question.
Yeah, it's how you execute imperialism is through Zionism.
Yeah, and Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism. It's a political ideology. And so it's important not to conflate. And Devendra from Texas, can you put your question in the chat? We're not raising hand. We're not going to call on people. And so that's the procedure here. So let me see. Let me go through the chat. Okay. So MAGA, so here's a question. MAGA is not just Zionist. He wants to make America an imperialist state and his family to be on the kings and prince. The day he won the election, he clearly told he is going to do whatever he wants to do. I don't know what you're referring to. MAGA is not just Zionist. Well, they are Zionists. If they're supporting Israel and the bombing of and the genocide of Gaza. So a lot of people who support MAGA are Christian Zionists. So again, and also there's more Christian Zionists than Jewish Zionists. So again, Zionism has nothing to do with Judaism. It's a political ideology. It was created by this guy named Theodore Herzl, who was an atheist, who didn't even believe in a God. And so that's the foundation of Zionism. And so this country is run by Zionists. And, you know, a lot of MAGA people, you know, if they're supporting Israel, they're Zionists. That's just what it is. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. And so that's what I have to say to that.
I don't see any questions in the chat. I'm not sure if you see anything else, Nick.
Yeah, I guess I'm the one. I guess people are sending me the questions.
Okay. And again, just as a friendly reminder, we're not taking hands. So if you have your hand raised, please type your question if you have a question in the chat.
Yeah, you can. We can. You know, you could send your question to any of the co-hosts, and maybe, you know, but we'll take a few more if there are any. I don't see if any other co-hosts see anything. Let me see. Oh my God.
I have a question. I said, why is there a shift with all these grifters who are now speaking against Zionism? Is it genuine or more baiting?
It's not genuine. It's just what's, you know, it's now cool. It's, you know, quote unquote cool to talk about Zionism now, you know, because we were the first ones, and Dr. Shiva, you know, our movement was the first ones to really speak out against Zionism on October 7th, when it mattered. That's the whole thing. The truth, delayed truth is deadly. And so we were the only movement and really speaking and really defining and articulating what Zionism is. And so for all these grifters to really now talk about Zionism, Candace Owens, all these other people, you know, they're just grifting. They're not interested in building a movement. They're not interested in really any change fundamentally. They're just professional talkers. They don't press anybody in the movement. They don't press me. And, you know, that's not genuine at all to answer.
Yeah, it's trending now. So now they are willing to speak about it because it's trending and it's what's going to give them likes and views, and they want to appear as if they're one of us. But this is after the bloodshed of how many Palestinians. This is after the escalation of war with Iran. I mean, this is way, way past the time. So to Nick's point, it's about saying the right thing at the right time. That's what makes a real hero. And these people are definitely misleaders.
I would like to speak to that too very shortly, because in the age of media, right, and the internet being everywhere on your phone, on your watch, you see a lot of messaging. And really what system science teaches you is that you have to be able to discern certain inputs. Are they telling the truth? Yes. Are they here telling the truth? Are those grifters telling the truth now at the right time? Oh, now in the wrong time, I should say. Yeah, this is completely the wrong time. But also, it's also understanding that these people are funded, and it's not really what they say. A lot of people are amused and attracted to, right, just short videos and concepts. Ooh, look what he said. Look what booby fucking Kennedy said. Yeah, a lot of people say a lot of stuff, but what actually are they doing? What on the ground movement are they doing? Have they called for organizing working people? Have they helped you in your communities? Right. We've talked to people who've worked with Bobby Kennedy hand in hand. At the end of the day, were betrayed, literally betrayed by him. And on the ground, these are things that happen on the ground that they don't speak of. So please don't be amused by the latest talking trends online or the hottest videos or the most viewed videos. It doesn't speak to anything, really, if they're not doing anything. So we speak about solutions. We don't only talk the talk. Right, but we walk what we preach, and I just want to say that.
Yeah, they're capturing your attention. You know, they're distracting you from doing what you need to do, which is build a bottoms-up movement. And the systems work because people understand this science. That's how it is that there's these people that can get away with this. They understand system science. They could orchestrate this. But when we are empowering the working people, everyone here on this call, everyone who's part of this movement, with that system science, you are liberated from that oppression, and you're able to take that framework, that way of thinking, of recognizing these inputs and saying, hey, you know, this is misleading. And you're able to, you know, take to your community a deeper understanding of what's really at play and what we have to lose and the reason why we need to fight and organize now and speak up for all the working people worldwide that we stand with. Like Dr. Shiva said, we don't have to wait 10 years. We have the infrastructure with this movement. We have the flyers. We have the infrastructure to communicate. We can do so much right here and now. It's at your fingertips, and it just takes the right action now.
Thanks, Noel and Jill. And that's, you know, it's about just, if you take anything from what we're educating people on, the one thing, like Jill was saying, that we, you know, the core theme is to build a bottoms up movement. That's the core concept and theme that we drive home endlessly every week. And none of these people that are talking about Zionism now are interested in building a bottoms up movement. They're not interested in real change. They just want to just act like they, you know, want real change by just talking all day about certain issues. And so they don't, and a lot of them don't even work for a living. That they don't really like working people. They don't like the people on this call. I can guarantee you that. And so it's about looking into the mirror at ourselves and realizing we have to be the change in our communities and the light. And so, yeah, if no one else has any more questions, I don't have any questions left on my end. If that's it, we can wrap this up. Noel, you can we could play the anthems video and the features video if you are ready, unless you have another question you see.
No, we're ready to close. Thank you, Nick. Great job. Thank you, Joe. Let me bring up that video.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train an army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine. But I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inter-office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions.
I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering: electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva.